big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Octong America. We have a lot of ground to cover tonight, so we will have a very big and strong show for you, my friends. From Jeffrey Epstein's untimely death and fake suicide and murder, to the protests in Hong Kong that are getting very violent, to the Godfather character Fredo making the news yet again as the name of Chris Cuomo, the liberal news anchor of CNN. We stand tall and proud against the onslaught of militant Democrat forces aligned against us. And this weekend in Portland, Oregon, they will have riots as Antifa promises to attack the nationalist groups within that city. We on the right, we are the lion. That's the symbol of the Nationalist Party.
You watch those nature documentaries on the cable?
Yeah.
You see the one about lions?
Yeah.
But this lion, he's the king of the jungle. Huge mane out there. He's laying down under a tree. He's so big. He's so hot. He doesn't want to move. Now, the little lion comes. They start messing with him. Biting his tail, biting his ears. He doesn't do anything. She starts messing with him, coming home, making trouble. Still, nothing. Now, the other animals, they notice this. They start to move in. Jackals. Hyenas. At him, laughing at him.
one day, that lion gets up and tears the sh**.
That's right. The Democrat Party has the jackass donkey as their protege and their mascot. The Republicans have the elephant, which is holding hands with the other elephants walking in circles. We the nationalists have the lion, ferocious and very strong. President John Quincy Adams warned a young America to beware and avoid going overseas, to constantly look for monsters to go to war with. Our deep state today can't wait to go into more hellholes all across the world, spill our precious national blood and treasure. Today in America, it is always the enemy within. We have monsters right here in our land. You know it. You feel it, don't you? Liberalism, PC culture, Marxism, Antifa, communism, BLM, the list goes on and on. Those groups are basically communists and Marxists. And that's what they want for you. I've been saying this for years on the radio, that the American revolutionaries in the original 13 colonies and the founding fathers were the first nationalists who created this new nation. And after they create the nation, what happens throughout history is that the much weaker liberal men then come to the forefront, try to seize control, and they want to rewrite the history and the narrative. And they chip away at our rights bit by bit, death by a thousand cuts. That's what the weak men do to the great nation that was forged in our ancestors' blood. Never forget that. And America was not founded as a melting pot for all the diverse cultures, creeds, and nations of the world who wanted to come here. It was founded originally only for disaffected Europeans fleeing the monarchy and for a better and richer way of life. Over time, the militant left has bastardized and hijacked this concept. We cannot absorb all the world. We were never designed for that. That was never what America was supposed to be. Yes, exactly. You know I'm right, America. The term melting pot is not in our Bill of Rights or our Constitution. We have a lot to talk about tonight. We've got some callers that will be calling in. But just know that we did fight a revolutionary war. We did fight at one time for blood and soil. And tonight, let the Von Wien Show be your vehicle. Wherever you are in America listening, we will be your vehicle. It's the Ides of March, but it's in August.
Hey, well, I'm a friendly stranger in the black sedan. Won't you hop inside? inside my car. I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby.
Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wiehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wiehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wiehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
In Africa, 5-year-old Charu has no choice. She and millions like her walk miles a day for dirty water. But together, we can end their walk by providing clean water close by. Instead of spending hours walking to get water that makes them sick, girls can be in a classroom and moms will gain back time to care for their families. Sons and daughters can grow up strong, finally free of sicknesses. It's true. When you just add water, you change a life. Learn more at worldvision.org.
Hey, son, congratulations on your new home.
Thanks, Dad.
The Elton brothers really came through.
I'm finally off your couch and into my new pad, and they saved us money.
Money and headaches.
To get a competitive cash offer on your home, usually within a week, call the Elton brothers, 480-451-3318. See if your home qualifies. Receive a bona fide cash offer on your home. Call 480-451-3318.
Hey, Dad, have you seen my CBD pen?
Elton brothers, with Arizona best real estate, eltonbrothers.com.
Interest rates are still low. Refinance today and pay off credit card debt, car and home improvement loans, or even cash out. Credit scores down to 500 accepted with no lender fees. Call Mark Field, Arizona Mortgage Loan Originator of the Year at 602-241-2500. That's 602-241-2500. NMLS 965030. Barrett Financial Group. NMLS 181106. AZMB 0904774. Equal housing lender.
Did you know that the liver is one of our body's most vital organs? In fact, the liver performs over 500 functions within the body. It makes blood proteins, clotting proteins, lipoproteins, and 80% of our cholesterol. It filters blood, makes bile, makes and breaks down hormones, regulates blood sugar, and changes harmful toxins into substances that can be safely eliminated from the body. Keeping the liver functioning at optimal levels should be on the top of our health priority checklist. Emerald Labs Liver Health contains therapeutic dosages of branded synergistic nutrients that have been shown to help support all major pathways of liver detoxification. Liver Health by Emerald Labs is purity tested in a CGMP certified facility and is 100% additive and gluten-free. Learn more about Emerald Labs Liver Health Formula by visiting www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at fine health food stores nationwide.
And now, we return to the Von Weehunt Show, featuring Von Weehunt the Barbarian.
The Democrat Marxist Party now represents no borders, the illegal invasion of America, voter fraud, rampant homelessness, needle-strewn streets with syringes, gridlock traffic that does not move, more local city and state fees and taxes for every type of movement, astronomical taxes on top of that. They also want to take whatever you have, America. And they want to give it to protected groups who the Democrats feel are more worthy of it than you and your family. This is their credo. This is their agenda. In America today, the Democrats want to make the extreme mainstream. Think about it. Things that were not even allowed or thought of or tolerated 30, 40 years ago are commonplace today. The Democrats pray. The elites want our country to go into a full-blown depression. And then when America collapses, they want a complete communist socialist revolution. They want a totalitarian state is what they seek. They want to continue the chaos in the year 2020. And they'll blame you and your family and your friends while they enact their new world order. They want to turn America into a third world country. This is what the Democrat candidates are for. And we'll get into that more in the show. But right now, Irish Pirate, this song is for you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Krabby Appleton.
It's our long-distance dedication to Irish Pirate, Krabby Appleton, from their May 1970 album. You know, the UN has many reports that come out, and that's my job to read these, so you don't have to. But basically, they have all kinds of government programs that they want to implement here in America. Basically, as I said before, America was not founded as a melting pot. Any American spouting this melting pot lie is truly ignorant of history. They're promoting dangerous lies. They should have their, in my view, their citizenship revoked. Because every time you hear a person talking about the melting pot idiocy, you should correct them. Yes, we are the only country that has taken in the most people from most countries, and we're never commended for that. We're always lectured to. We're always chastised. But this lie of the melting pot as the reason why the colonists shed blood is total bunk, and basically it's the de facto immigration policy of the left. Know that for what it is. That's what they keep talking about. It's the undercurrent in a lot of the Democrat talking points is the melting pot. In 1948, the United Nations defined genocide as any of several acts, including murder, committed, quote-unquote, with intent to destroy in whole or in part a national, ethnic, racial, or religious group. And right now the left is bastardizing that entire concept. But getting back to more current news, Jeffrey Epstein, in my view, was murdered by the deep state. It's my contention that he was. I don't believe he committed suicide. But I will say their cover-up is so far pretty good. It's got some leaks. But the deep state is messy. They're not trying to be perfect. They leave lots of clues for you to follow America. All they're trying to do is get the deed done by any means necessary. They're not trying to be neat and tidy about it. So when I read these notes on Twitter and the internet about all their mistakes, they're just laughing at you. They knocked off and they whacked Epstein, so he cannot testify. Whatever the fallout is the fallout. They don't really care. The deed, again, is done. They leave it up for you to conjecture and talk about it for years. And this week, the joint FBI and the New York PD raid on Epstein's island compound. A drone operator was operating a drone over that compound in the Caribbean, and he picked up lots of footage while the FBI was scrambling desperately to put blankets over the windows of Epstein's compound to block its view. It's on Twitter. It's on the internet. You can see that for yourself. And this week also, we had Fredo, Chris Cuomo, going nuts. But the real Fredo was in the Godfather movie. And the real Fredo was the weak link in the family. And it sounds a lot like this.
Being tough on the negotiations, but if they could get a little help and close the deal fast, it'd be good for the family. You believe that story? You believe that? He said there was something in it for me, on my own.
I've always taken care of you, Fred.
Taking care of me? You're my kid brother, and you take care of me? Did you ever think about that? Did you ever once think about that? Send Fredo off to do this. Send Fredo off to do that. Let Fredo take care of some Mickey Mouse nightclub somewhere. Send Fredo to pick somebody up at the airport. I'm your older brother, Mike, and I was stepped over.
That's the way Pop wanted it.
It ain't the way I wanted it. I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
Is there anything you can tell me about this investigation? Anything more?
The Senate lawyer, Questad.
He belongs to Roth.
Cato. You're nothing to me now. You're not a brother. You're not a friend. I don't want to know you or what you do. I don't want to see you at the hotels. I don't want you near my house. When you see our mother, I want to know a day in advance so I won't be there.
And that's how it was done in America. We will get it back brick by brick, with or without any Fredos in the midst. And thought you'd also enjoy this one. This is also a good thing here from The Godfather, which you will enjoy.
Hello, fellas. Everybody's here. Freddie, Tom, good to see you, Mike.
How are you, Mo?
You got everything you want?
The chef cooked for you special. The dancers will kick your tongue out and your credit is good.
Draw chips for everybody in the room so they can play in the house.
My credit good enough to buy you out?
Buy me out.
The casino. The hotel. The Corleone family wants to buy you out.
The Corleone family wants to buy me out? No, I buy you out. You don't buy me out.
Your casino loses money. Maybe we can do better.
You think I'm skimming off the top, Mike?
You're unlucky.
You goddamn really make me laugh. I do you a favor and take Freddie in when you're having a bad time, and then you try to push me out.
Wait a minute. You took Freddy in because the Corleone family bankrolled your casino because the Molinari family on the coast guaranteed his safety. Now, we're talking business. Let's talk business.
Yeah, let's talk business, Mike. First of all, you're all done. The Corleone family don't even have that kind of muscle anymore. The Godfather is sick, right? You're getting chased out of New York by Barzini and the other families. What do you think is going on here? You think you can come to my hotel and take over?
I talked to Barzini.
I can make a deal with him and still keep my hotel.
Is that why you slapped my brother around in public?
Oh, no, that was nothing, Mike. Mo didn't mean nothing by that. Sure, he flies off the handle once in a while, but Mo and me were good friends, right, Mo, huh?
I got a business to run. I got to kick asses sometimes to make it run right. We had a little argument, Freddie and I, so I had to straighten him out.
You straightened my brother out.
He was banging. Tail wages is doing it.
The Nation of Israel Thursday barring entry for two Democratic congresswomen, Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, after President Trump encouraged the move. Democratic Congressman Ted Lieu says support for Israel will be the big loser.
The long-term security of Israel depends on bipartisan support. That's one reason that AIPAC came out opposing this decision. That's one reason that a GOP leader, Kevin McCarthy, a few days earlier, said that all members of Congress should be welcomed in Israel. This is going to hurt U.S.-Israel relations.
House Judiciary Committee has issued subpoenas to a pair of former Trump officials, both cited in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. Correspondent Manu Ranju.
The Democratic-led committee issuing these subpoenas today to Corey Lewandowski, the former campaign manager, as well as Rick Dearborn, a former White House official, demanding their appearance in a public hearing on September 17th.
Right now, Dow futures up 148. I'm Elliot Francis.
From the KFNX with the Bug Weather Center, we have an excessive heat warning in effect till 8 p.m. Friday. Tonight's going to be clear with a low of 86. It's going to be a sunny, hot day for Friday with a high of 110. Saturday, sunny, high 108. Partly sunny Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jim Rinaldi from the KFNX Weather Bug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 97 degrees.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Would you like to expand your business? I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. KFNX is one of the most cost-effective and powerful ways to get your message out, reach potential customers, and grow your business. Advertise for only $10 per 30-second spot on top shows like Brian Kilmeade and Michael Savage. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
Friends, just like he did in the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit is again establishing home churches, gathering points where people help each other and grow in God together. What a concept. Learn more on Faith Friends Live, Saturday mornings at 11, Sunday mornings at 7, here on KFNX.
Hi, this is Charlie Crosby, the host of the Light of Liberty Hour. The Light of Liberty Hour, Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. Be sure to listen to this dynamic, stimulating talk show on KFNX Independent Talk Radio.
Would you like to come on my radio show and talk about what you do? I'm Carol Blonder, the host of Networking Arizona. I created a show where you can get yourself heard by thousands of listeners. You also get a podcast of the show so you can put it on your website. Heard Tuesdays and Fridays from 3 to 5 p.m. It's a drive time, prime time show. Call me and book your spot at 602-228-4629. Get the word out about what you do. Visit my website, networkingarizona.net.
And now, we return to the Von Wehunt Show, featuring Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
The Von Wiehunt Show, striving to bring hope to a dark and needy world. Folks, if you want to call the show tonight, 602-277-5369 here at KFNX 1100 AM. This is a Von Wiehunt big show tonight in production. The infamous episode 179 of the legendary cult radio show, which bears my name. They star date of 8/15/2019. And this is the Cuomo of CNN is the real Fredo show special tonight. This is Cult Radio, your favorite show. And there was a movie that came out called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Well, I thought you would enjoy this.
I'm Rick Dalton. It's my pleasure, Mr. Schwartz.
Call me Marvin. Put it there. That's your son?
No, it's my stunt double, Cliff Booth.
Last night, we watched a Rick Dalton double feature. Oh, the shooting. I love that stuff, you know, the killing.
A lot of killing.
Anybody order fried sauerkraut? Can you Nazi bastards?
Seems this world.
No, I'm a stuntman.
Look at me.
So you still with Rick, huh? Still here.
You can do anything you want to him.
I hired you to be an actor, Rick. Not a TV cowboy. You're better than that.
That's awesome. Great movie by Quentin Tarantino. If you haven't caught it, I have. It's really cool. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Really cool. But just know this. We are powerful spiritual beings. We chose to come here on planet Earth, and we all have a mission to accomplish. We all have a job to do. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to figure out why you're here, what you need to do, what you have to do for yourself, your family, and your country who need you. And also, in the heat, a lot of people are emailing the show and calling the show. We appreciate all your kind words. And be kind to each other out there, folks. But also be kind to animals. A lot of your pets are outside in 100 to 115 degree heat. That's too hot for your dog, even if there's shade or water. Your dog is going to be inside the house or have a partition, put up a baby gate, do something. Can't leave your dog outside, or puppies especially, at 115 degrees or close to it during the summer months. Use some common sense. Also, don't walk your dogs on a hot pavement, and it's about 130 degrees on the hot concrete. That's asinine. That's pretty stupid. So if you're going to walk your dog in the summer, do it in the early morning hours or when the sun's about to go down at dusk. Don't do it from 12 to 6. The mornings aren't bad, but boy, those afternoon hours are just a scorcher. If you know what I mean. Just terrible. So we did talk about the bastardization of our immigration policy. And it's only going to get worse if Trump does not win the re-election. A lot of the other talk show hosts talk about a middle ground. They talk about we have to seek common ground. We have to seek a consensus. They want to rule by consensus. It's all a bunch of BS. It's all a bunch of Bernie Sanders. This country has always been tribal. During the Revolutionary War, only 3% of the colonists were the revolutionaries. 97% were not. Maybe 20% at the most were sympathizers. 80%, like today, sat around and watched who would win. We don't need the masses. We don't need millions and millions of idiots. We don't need useful idiots especially. All we need are dedicated, smart people, lean and mean. We don't need the whole country. That's a fallacy. So when you hear these people talk about, oh, we've got to do this, we don't, this country has rarely ever been ruled by consensus anyway. Consensus really over time is gridlock. Because once people realize they can vote themselves in benefits and they can raise taxes of their enemies, confiscate their wealth to ingratiate themselves, that's when democracies fail. throughout history, hate to burst your bubble, but democracies don't last. America is a republic, but republics also, like Rome, don't last forever. In life, if you haven't figured it out, nothing lasts forever, unfortunately. But this current notion that Trump is so divisive and we need consensus, don't buy it, folks. It's just the left trying to, again, pick away at your resolve. They're trying to make you stay home in 2020. They don't want you voting for Trump. They don't want you supporting him mentally. They don't want you sympathetic to MAGA or Trump or what happened in 2016 when we utterly, decisively crushed and defeated the Hildebeest, satanic Democrat, Hillary Rotten Clinton. That's what they're trying to unveil. They're trying to rewrite history. They want to get to you through these nefarious means. Make no mistake about it. It's always a battlefield out there in America. 2020 will be no different. Mark my words. Yes, we are strong and resolute. We are the backlash from the right wing. Let's get Matador on from his satellite phone, calling from an undisclosed location in the East Valley. Matador, are you there? Let's try to patch him through our Enigma code machine. Does he have satellite reception? Matador, are you there? Can't hear you, sir. Let's try to get him through. They are working on it feverishly in our control center. They'll be calling him back momentarily. He has some intel for us. Much discussion. He's a warrior out there in the East Valley. Two beautiful children. As many of you, you got kids, you've got families, you got all the stress and all the work to do to raise the next generation. While the Democrats plot against you, plot against me, they plot against us, they can't wait to seize control and raise everyone's taxes, try to grovel us all into the ground. This is what they want. Biden is the gaffe candidate and the presumptive nominee. Let's get Matador through as he patched in. Brett the Surfer, are you in?
I'm here, Vaughn.
Hey, how's it going, man?
We knew we'd
get one of you guys. This is our clandestine meeting when the sun goes down. We only broadcast at night, covertly. Just us talking and nobody else. What's your report from the field, sir? Good to hear your voice, Brett.
Just fighting the good fight and
yes,
trying to get through this crazy market, 800 points down, which is just amazing, you know. And then
well, the Democrats love it. They love it. They're licking their chops. They want it all to crash and burn, man.
Oh yeah, yeah. And it's an interesting thing that I don't think, even though an inverted yield curve signals a recession, you know, I don't think that's going to happen at this point, you know.
Right.
At least I hope not. but I really think we're going to have one, but I don't think it'll be too soon.
Yeah, they're all talking about the inverted yield curve and all these economic theories. You know, my best advice is keep working out there. Keep being productive. You know, it's the old saying, Brett, that, and hang on, I want to talk to you in the next segment as well. But, so we'll have a commercial coming up here. But basically, when your neighbor is out of a job, it's a recession. When you're out of a job, it's a depression. Wouldn't you agree?
Right. So true.
Yes, yes. Hang on, Brett. That's Brett the Surfer. He's holding steady there off the coast of D.C. or Epstein's Island or somewhere. We're going to find out in the next segment. It's a mystery that we will solve. Hold on, folks.
Shine on, you crazy diamonds, and welcome to summer in Arizona, where the heat is on at Air Park Chrysler Jeep, 17 years in the valley, highest customer satisfaction scores, and the largest Jeep inventory in Arizona. Contact Air Park Chrysler Jeep by calling 480-696-5885. Go to airparkchryslerjeepdodge.com. And like my friend Alice says, if you're not dealing with Air Park Chrysler Jeep, you're burning cash. And learn more on the Shoeshine Mike Radio Hour every Friday, 11 a.m. here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Hey there, it's Jamie with Healthy Habit Health Foods at 6029 North 7th Street in Phoenix, Arizona. Your favorite place to find the best quality nutritional and wellness products for a great price, including many of those hard-to-find items. Our family and staff are committed to bringing you the best customer service and product education. We've always got something fun and exciting going on to help support you on your journey towards healthier living. So check out our website, Facebook page, weekly seminars and events, and thank you for being a part of the Healthy Habit Health Foods family.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
And that is, you know, you're happy when you're young because you're young, dumb, and have no idea where you're going. Everything looks like opportunity. You're miserable by midlife because you realize that everything you've done from 20 to 40 has not gotten you to where you thought it would get you. And you see that you have to still work another 20 years of your life. So you've struggled for 20. You see 20 more in front of you, and you don't see those results getting you where you want to be.
Everything you need to know about finance and real estate. For more information, MyPassiveIncomeSystem.com. MyPassiveIncomeSystem.com.
Hey everyone, this is Ken Beckrick, owner of Online Trading Academy Phoenix. One of my students recently told me that Online Trading Academy is the best kept secret in the valley. Well, let me tell you, if you're a business owner, the last thing you want is for your business to be a secret in the community it serves, even if it is the best one. So I'm offering a series of complimentary workshops to get the word out. The workshop will benefit beginners who want to generate monthly income trading the financial markets. Additionally, it'll benefit those who have no interest in trading but want to manage their long-term retirement accounts. And if you're an experienced trader who's struggling to generate consistent profits, this workshop's for you too. Admission is free for those who call 8448-INCOME right now. That's 844-846-2663. When you attend, you'll also receive 5 of our most popular home study courses absolutely free. Call 8448-INCOME now. Seating is limited. Call 844-846-2663 today.
And now, we return to the Von Wehunt Show, featuring Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Yes, we are back talking to Brett the Surfer. Let's patch him through again.
Yeah, I'm back, Vaughn, and I just wanted to say I'm in Cholla Bay kayak surfing, so just to be clear on that. So
nice.
I don't foresee a recession. You know, we're in a we're pretty healthy here, and right. economically speaking. But the Democrats would really love to see that, wouldn't they?
Oh yeah, man, they want to see a complete meltdown, because that would vindicate the 2016 election. This is all about vindication. It's all about rubbing it in your face, America. They want to take you by your nose and say, "See, we told you so." That's really what they're all about, is revenge, economics, and they want your 401ks to implode. They don't really care about the country. I keep saying this. The Democrats don't care one iota about the border. They don't care about any of that. All they care about is political power. They want those seats back, and they want that Oval Office back.
Yeah, and it's really, I mean, which a recession is a natural occurrence, which will way overdue anyway, you know, but they would make it look like it's some reason for their political agenda, which it's always pushing that, right?
That's right. That's right. And Brett, I want you to listen to this, because I know you're a real man here on the show, and we do wear numero uno cologne.
Search. Each man different, living his own way, searching, discovering numero uno, the new thing in colognes for men. In all the world, there are only four basic masculine scents. Here's the best of each. Numero uno gold, numero uno green, numero uno red, numero uno silver. Four numero uno colognes, all different, all wild. Find yours with a searcher kit, a jigger of each scent. Then get a full-size bottle of the one that makes it for you. Numero uno!
Oh, yeah, man. Are you wearing numero uno men's cologne?
Oh, you got it.
Every day. Damn right. I love that. Numero uno cologne, a new sponsor of the show. Yeah, man, you wear your numero uno. You're able to attack the streets, the mean streets of Phoenix, make your bread, make your money, take care of your family, take care of your business, take care of your friends, mafioso style, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe we need to bring that back a little bit.
We do, man, but that's why I was playing the Fredo episodes earlier. I mean, those are classic Godfather takes, you know? But Michael Corleone took over the family. And it was not given to Fredo for obvious reasons. Your final thoughts, Brett?
One of my favorite movies, and a lot of that is really a lot of that's going on today, you know. I have to say though that's one of my favorites, and God bless America, and I just hope that we can keep continuing on a path where we're going places in the right direction, you know. When it really comes down to it, we're all on the same boat, and we need to do something to, really, I don't know. I mean, I wish there is a divide, occurring right now, and it'd be nice. We could bridge that divide, wouldn't it?
It would be nice, but, I'm a realist. I'm a pragmatist, and I'm not sure that that's going to be, you know, available. I would put it in those terms. I think that our country is going on a normal, natural track. We have deviated from the past, and I think that's a good thing. I think that we're getting more real about the country, the people, what's important to us. And I've always said on the show, there's nothing etched in stone that America will be together forever. Right now, I've advised people to self-Balkanize. They're bringing in millions of people from all the third world, and you need to get together with people that you trust, that you know, and have your arms and people that you can count on in a pinch, because we don't know what's going to happen. So, yes, self-Balkanize, move in the neighborhoods that you feel comfortable in. This diversity crap has gone too far, and when things get tough, those people will turn on you. They are from socialistic countries, a lot of the third world. They do resort to violence when times get tough. They don't go to court. They're not polite about it. And if there's any trouble in this country, they will resort to violence within 48 hours. Just look, I always tell folks, look at what happens to Florida just with the threat of a hurricane. All the store shelves are ransacked. All the food is taken. There are fights in the aisles. Guns are drawn. There's gas. The gas is wiped out. So there's no gas for your car. There's no food. Mm-hmm. And you walk out in the streets. There's violence in Florida. And that happens every year. And I always watch it and go, the thin veneer of civilization is very thin, Brett. Yeah. You know?
It is thin. It is thin. And the real scary thing this just recently that has gone out is that they want to, there was a bill that was put, I don't think it's going to go through, but I mean, guns of all types. I mean, you have to have a bolt action to own a gun if this goes through.
You know? Well, these red flag laws are just one more step to confiscation. Don't be duped by these laws. Trump, I think, has taken some very bad advice on that score. The Constitution says that your gun rights shall not be infringed. What word do you not understand, America? We already have really hundreds of laws already, quote-unquote gun control, background. We already have those laws on the books. I don't think we need a new volley of laws to restrict your liberties and your freedoms. Brett, thank you so much, man.
Thank you. Thank you, Vaughn, and have a great night.
Hey, you too, man. Thanks, Brett. Brett the Surfer, folks. Yeah, and he's Brett's got a lot of wisdom there. He's a great guy. Good. He's one of our many gladiator callers calling to the show. And I'm going to take a minute here to talk about sponsorship. Folks, we do need you to help us sponsor the Vaughn Weehan Show. Radio is fun. It's free to listen to, but it's also a business. So we need, if you're a small business owner, please contact me at the station. I want to continue with the show. We want to expand the show. If you own a small type of business, or if you're selling a good or service, I can get you on the air for less than $500 a month. Please call us right now, 602-277-5369. That hotline, we can take down your name and number, and I would love to have you sponsor the Vaughn Weehan Show. We really need you to step up. So, and if you just want to donate to the show, please call us or contact me on Twitter. I am on Twitter every day. So we need your support. We need your help. We need you to step up. And you can be an individual. You can have a business. You can just say, I want to give $50 a month to the Vaughn Weehan Show. All we're trying to do is cover the production cost. We need your help because, you know, we're coming up on a deadline here. And the show may take a hiatus for a while if we don't have enough sponsors. So, again, each year we get our, you know, the cost to run the show. And all I'm trying to do for you is just to cover our core cost. So we have a lot of people that help put the show together. There's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes. But again, if you love radio, if you love these shows, we're asking for just a nominal investment. You can donate. You don't have to be on the air, but we do need you. Folks, we love you all. We hope you are here every week, every Thursday. But again, I will be putting some old episodes on darkskyradio.com and the internet. Love you all. Thanks for being here. This is my mountain stronghold and show. Good night and God bless to all of you. We love you and good night.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNF.